The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to another episode of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Each week, she travels to incredible wine destinations, interviewing some of the Italian wine scene's most interesting personalities, talking about wines, the foods, as well as the incredible travel destinations.
Okay, this is take two of Donatella Cinelli Colombini Winery. Of course, it's 3 days before Christmas, and it is going to be a very special Christmas because we've done two specials. One is the Insta Live series with Passito Wines by 7 women wineries and from all over Italy. And instead of Bollicine, we're going to be focusing on sweet Passito wine. Of course, Passito wines, it's a very, very small production, not just in Italy, I believe worldwide. They're special wine, right? It's sweet. It's not everyday wine kind of thing, but for the festivities, we think it's perfect. And Manuela from the office, she decided that this should be our focus. And that's exactly what it is. So we've invited 7 women producers. I hope she's coming on.
Oh, okay.
Hola. So let's try again. Let's try from the beginning. So my name is Stevie Kim and welcome to this Insta Live series dedicated to Passito wines. Today is the very last episode. I was expecting to see Donatella, but we have Violante, the next generation. Ciao, Violante. Come stai?
Ciao. Very well. How are you? It's a big pleasure to be with you today. And I'm sure we will have fun with Passito, sweet wine.
And how is the motherhood treating you? How old is your... It's a boy, right? How old is your son now?
1 year old.
He's just one. Okay. How is that working out? Working and being a mom?
He's super fun. He's at school, at nursery now. So he's the pleasure of the life. So
yeah, of course.
We are super happy.
And of course, Donatella, your mom is now a nonna. How is she as a nonna?
Hey, it's different, of course. Yeah. She was waiting for a woman, but... Of course, he's a boy.
Right.
No one is perfect.
Listen, Violante, so before we go into your wine, the Passito we're going to be talking about, of course, is Passito da Uve Traminer Aromatico IGT, right? So before we get into the Passito, tell us a little bit about the winery.
Yes. So the name of the winery is the name of my mom. It's composed of 2 wineries, one in Montalcino, Casato Prime Donne, where we produce Rosso and Brunello and the Riserva. And the other one where we produce the Passito is Pattuglia del Colle, where we have an agriturismo, and there we produce Orcia wines, E Chianti Superiore, and some IGT wines. The little strange, different thing of our winery is that we are only women in our team.
Right. So, how many women? How many?
It depends on what you consider. In the winery, we are 8.
Okay.
So it's quite a big team. And it's the same team that is working in both the wineries. It's not a discrimination message. When my mom started in 1998, she decided to do something different. And it was an opportunity because she was looking for an enologist, a cellar master. Mm-hmm. But when she called his pool in Siena, it was impossible to find a man. Mm. So she tried again asking for a woman. And the answer was, are you really sure that a woman will manage your wineries? They are the best of the class, but nobody wants to employ women. Mm-hmm. So it was 1998, so not many years ago. And we decided to build the first winery with only women in our team, because you need to be intelligent and to believe in what you are doing. It doesn't matter if you are strong or not. You need to be the best.
So what is your role exactly, Violante, at the winery?
Taking care of export. And of course, especially now, we are trying to do everything together with my mom. So I try to be very close and listen everything that is happening around me, because my mom is a little bit different if you compare her with many owners of wineries. She could be ready to leave everything to me in every moment. So I need to run.
Violante, let's talk about the few minutes we have left about the wine. Let's get into the Passito.
We are red wine producers. So considering Brunello in Montalcino and Fattoria del Colle with Orcia wines. So we decided, it was my father, to decide to produce something very small. Try to consider that the vintage that I'm presenting today is 2018, and we decided to produce only 364 bottles.
Oh, jeez. But is that a half bottle?
Yes.
So very tiny production.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local foods, and taking in the scenery. Now, back to the show.
Very small. The grape is Traminer, aromatico.
Very unusual and for that area.
It is super unusual, but the vineyard is 604 meters up the sea level. It's a very small vineyard behind the small chapel that we have at Fattoria del Colle. It's the first selection that we do. So before the production of the white wine, we select by hand. We produce everything by hand. So we select the bunches, the best bunches for our Passito. We use some baskets for the dry process. We put the baskets to enjoy the sun, and every day we move the position of the baskets to give the opportunity to the grapes to use the ventilation and enjoy the sun. And I like to tell you that when we see that the rain is coming, usually my father run close to the winery to take all the baskets and to put everything inside the winery. And this is something that we do every night to preserve the bunches from the humidity. And after the process is with stainless steel. But what is nice is also the packaging, because we have a box, but not only that, my mom studied art, medieval art, so also the label is different, and she decided to consider this bottle as a piece of art. So when you buy something with a very high value, you receive a certification, and we did the same. So every bottle has a number, and on the certification there is the story in English and in Italian, and we write the date in which the bottle leave our winery, our name, and an example. We give you the bottle, so there is our name, your name, but you decide to gift this bottle. So you need to write the name of the person, your friend, that will receive the bottle. And this is the process. So it's something a little bit different.
Yes, a lot of care goes into this, like small production of Passito, a lot of care, But are these wines actually available for sale? I mean, you only have 300 bottles.
The production is super small, yeah. So but we have it in our shop, online shop. And we have selected a few clients that are enjoying this wine.
So what we like to do here with this series is, of course, also the wine pairing. So with the Pasito, what would you recommend in terms of food pairing?
The idea is a new way to drink Pasito. So especially with cheese, aged cheese or blue cheese. When we presented this wine, we selected with Andrea Maggi an Erborinato cheese.
Who is Andrea Maggi?
Andrea Maggi is un selezionatore, so he's an expert about cheese. I can say that he's the best of our territory, considering the high quality cheese. So we decided to do the perfect match with our Pasito. And if you consider Christmas, you have more time. So, of course, you can use a dessert as Panforte, that is the more traditional sweet wine from Siena. But I think that it could be a good idea, considering that the Christmas meal is super long, to add some cheese.
Okay. So listen, before we go, yesterday, my last guests were Caterina Day and Jose Raallo, and they both sang. Oh, you did. And they were singing. So would you like to sing as well?
I'm not able to.
Are you sure? you can debut.
Zecchino d'oro.
Zecchino d'oro, okay. Would you like to share, like, I don't know, a nostalgic Christmas story with us?
Yes. Okay. I can tell
no
you.
No singing, but just a story. Okay, I'll take it.
What is very nice is that I told you that we are only women in our team. So my father likes very much this wine. And every time that we have friends at home, especially for the holidays, he wants to end the meal with the Vincenzo. And my mom is not super happy because she prefers to go on with a red wine. So at the end, all the friends are giving many compliments to my father, and he likes to say, "See, the sweet wines are super good." So you don't know,
right.
And this is something that we like very much of our family, that we have a wine for everyone. We want to be very close, and this is what Christmas is offering, to be with the family and to enjoy a wine, considering the story that is behind it.
Listen, I just want to send my greetings to your family, especially to your mom and your father. I know it has been a very challenging year for your family. So the best, hoping for a much, much healthier year for your family for 2024. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I hope that you will come to visit us very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. 2024 on my agenda. Okay.
Thank you.
Ciao, Donatella. Bye. Okay. A big hug to you and your family. Buone feste. Ciao, ragazza.
Buone feste. Buone feste.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Join her again next week for more interesting content in the Italian wine scene. You can also find us at ItalianWinePodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. You can also check out our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, to watch these interviews and the footage captured of each location. Cin cin!